Attorney said. We were closed for renovations last week, but we're back. We're back again this week. And this week, guess what? Guess what? Guess what? Guess what? It's Predator night. Among the holy trinity of Arnold Schwarzenegger movies, The Predator.
You can't see my Predator mask or shit back here because there's no light on it.
You can't see it. Well, there's a Predator mask.
I can see it. I can see it. That's pretty badass.
Got all kinds of fun stuff.
He really does. Holy jealous.
It will also go into Predator 2 with badass Danny Glover, which I will stand by that movie fucking always. I will die alone on that mountain if I have to. Okay, I won't be alone.
You won't be alone. You won't be alone. I love that movie.
And then we'll take a turn into we'll decline after that.
Let's spin it around and go backwards.
You want to? Okay, you want to start with the worst ones first?
Yeah, because Chuck has not seen them, so we can kind of throw them.
Yeah, I haven't seen them, so you can just totally
throw them his way and let him know how shitty they really are.
So we'll start with the Predator, then Predators, then Predator 2, then Predator. I'm confused already, but
I like
nonetheless,
it.
Here we are. And Dave, you started as a piece of raw meat, but after being tenderized by a shiny love mallet,
what the fuck?
You were seasoned, cooked to perfection, and delicious, and you melt in all our mouths. We can't wait. I can't wait neither. Let's get it started. It's Video Store Clerks. Enjoy.
It's not a legacy I want to leave behind, but I am Chuck Nasty.
How the fuck am I out of this already?
Shit can't be any fucking good.
Welcome to the store.
I love that opening. It doesn't matter how many times. I love that. It's hilarious.
It's funny. If you wonder what Chuck says right there, he's saying, why the fuck am I out of whiskey already?
Yeah.
Well, tonight again, it's Predator night. And per Chad's request, we're going to work backwards. So I guess we're going to go from the worst to the best. I guess end on a high note. That's not a bad thing.
Right.
You wanted the worst, you got the worst. The Predator sequels.
True shit.
And we're having trouble seeing our chat. And as you can see, if you watch the show, we change our layout a little bit. Hi, Shay Sparks.
Oh, that's my friend Shay.
Oh, okay, cool. I got it up on my phone here. I'll keep checking it throughout the night. Like it's I said, weird. We try to change our layout a little bit so you can see our beautiful faces a little bit better, too. But let's start. You know, normally we do we pick our top three favorites. But, I mean, if we were to do the top three favorites in this one, I'm sure we would all have the same exact list.
Yeah, one, two, and one.
Oh, there's Shay.
Two, one, and two.
Okay, the chat is working. It just won't be displayed on the screen. So chat away, kids.
I like anybody on here should share, this link so other people can watch as well.
Yes. If you like the show, share it with your friends. If you don't like the show, share it with your enemies, I guess. I don't know. But share it.
Share it with everybody.
And check out our new ticker down below. We have some links, including to our shop, including to Chuck Nasty's metal band, Bastard Sons of a Judas Goat. You can follow him on Facebook, find him on Spotify.
YouTube. All those places. Bandcamp.
All those places. Just type it in. Just type it in. Some shit will come up.
Some shit will come up. Yeah. Hopefully it's the kind of shit you like.
As well as my Twitter handle. So if you have things to say, I guess.
You know how weird that sounds? My Twitter handle.
Isn't that what the kids call it now?
I guess.
I don't know.
Isn't it a twat?
What? On my twatter.
Show them your twat.
Show them your twat. This is my twat handle.
That baby wants to see my Twitter handle.
Touch it.
I'm going to tweet you to death. Oh, God. Okay, this is already
starting. You got a big handle. Jeez, you got a big handle. Why'd you say it twice? I didn't.
You could probably make a truck driver joke out of that, too, but, you know.
Yeah.
Handle. Get it? Because they, whatever.
Let's get it.
Anyway.
Oh, God. Okay, so The Predator, when the hell did that come out? 2010? The sequels of these movies were like pretty far apart, kind of like the Alien movies were.
2010 or 2012, something like that.
And it was directed by Shane Black. If that name sounds familiar, he's done a lot of good stuff, and he was actually in the original Predator. He was the dude with the glasses that made all the jokes. Good writer, good director. I don't know what the hell happened here. They've been tried for years to recapture the magic of the original, and boy, have they been missing. Okay, so the story is we open up in a space battle, believe it or not, that looked like shit. It really did. Like, I feel like I could have did better.
Right.
On my phone.
I think you probably have.
Maybe go through our old stuff and find stuff up, see if it looks better. But that's how we start, and the ship crash lands on Earth, and the fucking Predator's his helmet and his gauntlet
come off somehow.
Yeah, somehow come off.
They just come off.
And they land in a jungle next to a soldier. And the soldier picks him up and puts, I'm not kidding, I'm not bullshitting. And he puts the shit on. And somehow it fits him perfectly. There's no like radioactivity or fucking, like, you know how even Batman like secured his shit. If somebody tried to put on the mask, they'd get electrocuted. Or even they get electrocuted.
Does the guy blow up?
No, nothing happens. He's fine.
That's what I thought. Because I saw that scene earlier. I was just looking at, because I haven't seen a good portion of these fucking movies, folks. I really haven't. I'm sorry. I didn't do my homework, but hey, history repeats itself. I'm a dropout.
You haven't seen anything, man.
No, as our friend, I feel like if I could play a part and maybe if you have any bit of your soul left, if I could play a part in maybe saving that last piece of your inner soul that you have remaining by not watching these movies, I'm going to do it for you. Because that's the kind of guy I am. You're welcome. Yeah, don't watch it. If you haven't seen these movies, don't bother.
No, but then he actually uses the fucking weapon and stuns the hunter. And then it kind of just cuts off to a different scene after that.
So his bright idea is to mail the pieces, the helmet and the gauntlet back to his
ex-wife.
To his ex-wife himself.
The movie I'm seeing in my head is totally not Predator, but it's...
Oh, it's not. And they live in, like, suburbia.
Yeah.
And there's something that happened with his P.O. box. I don't think he was paying his bill or something. So...
It went to the house.
Yeah, so it went directly to the house by, like, this mailman dude. It's in a box. So, of course, his son gets curious, opens it up. And he's like a computer whiz or something. Like, how old do you think that kid was in the movie? 10
to 12? He's like autistic.
Yeah, but he shows no signs of actual autism. They make him out.
He's like smart as Rain Man, though, when it comes to like figuring out the alien technology shit. Like, he just fucking starts playing with this shit because he's good at puzzles and shit and has a photographic memory. Like, the one scene fucking, like, the bullies in the school pull the fire alarm. He's all hiding in the corner and shit, crying because he hates loud noises. And then, like, the bullies come in and smack all the chess pieces so they all fall off the boards, and he, like, literally puts them all back to where they were.
I believe this movie made me really mad.
But then he starts fucking around with the alien shit, and then he figures it all out, and then he, like, sends a beacon to the other hunters that are coming to Earth, and then they know where he's at. And then, so the one fucking hunter that the dude stuns, like, the government finds him, and they have him, like, sedated in this fucking government building. And then he wakes up and fucks everybody up pretty much, except for the scientist lady, of course.
Yeah, they did. I don't even think
the kid's mom.
They had like the alien laying out on a slab. Like, I don't even think they strapped him down or tied him down or nothing. He's just fucking laying there. And they're like, oh, we sedated him. It's fine.
Yeah. We're good to go.
That is not the story plot that I thought I was going to hear. I know nothing about it. It's bad. I have like the whole Predator collection over here, and I've never opened it. And that is not the story plot that I was expecting to hear. Continue.
It's a good one.
We're about 20 minutes in.
Yeah, this is no lie. Like, this is like the first 20 minutes of the fucking movie, and it's 107 minutes long.
So the
what predator, the hell? Okay.
The predator gets up. He breaks out of there. At the same time, there's a bus full of
So the guy,
military
the guy,
prisoners.
The guy that found all the shit and like stunned the predator guy. He gets arrested at some point, and then he gets like locked up, and then he gets thrown onto a bus with a bunch of loony guys that are like ex-military type people, which is one of your favorite guys, Keegan-Michael Key's in it.
Or Key.
Yeah, Key.
Key's in it? Okay.
And believe it or not.
And so is the Punisher.
Yeah, Thomas Jane is in this movie.
And,
okay. Jesus Christ.
Fucking the dude from Game of Thrones that gets his fucking balls chopped off.
You know, I've never seen that show.
I've never seen that show either. I'm so behind on everything. That guy's...
But and then they're on this bus and it's outside the lab somehow and they see the predator guy like running across the fucking roof.
And each character has like a gimmick. Like Thomas Jane has Tourette's, I think.
Yes.
The Key is like the funny guy with the one-liners.
I would hope so.
There's an that's all he could play. He's funny, but that's all.
And yeah.
There's an Irishman. That was somehow what was his gag? I think he did shit with cards or something. I don't know. But they're all set up just to add to the body count. That's the only reason they're there. So they happen to collide with the predator as he's escaping. Oh, the part with the arm.
Oh, yeah. So he ends up fucking... The predator's in the back of this truck. And then he ends up fucking tearing this... Like, killing this dude and his arm came off. You know what I mean? So then the guy's like, hey, are you okay back there? And he fucking picks up the arm and it's giving a thumbs up and he sticks it through the little fucking slot.
Swear to God.
Like, all right, cool.
Of course it did.
Like, why?
And why?
They try to use so many like lines from the original movie.
They like, try to turn it to a comedy.
Whenever the science chick goes to the fucking thing and sees the predator like laying there, she's like, you're one beautiful motherfucker. Doing the Arnold line.
Yeah.
And then at one scene, like there's one of the army guys, like the bus gets destroyed. So they're trying to make an escape for it. Cause like the fucking predator guy's coming after him. So he's like, get to the chopper. And like, there's a line of motorcycles like set up and they're all choppers.
And we forgot. Another one of the scientists is Jake Busey.
Yes.
Who they actually,
this is how franchises die.
It is. These are the death nails. And Jake.
This is how our childhood goes. We're out the fucking window.
What was his name in the
second one? Fuck you, childhood. Bye bye.
Keys from the second one is his son in the movie.
Of course,
just the time together.
Why not? We'll just throw that in there.
Yeah,
and then the predator chases them into a middle school, not a jungle.
No, because that's right. We forgot that part. What? So whenever the predator dude's in the lab, he hijacks a fucking predator mask that's so-called just hanging out there for no reason. And then, like, the little kid has his mask. So he logs into his mask and he reads the dude's address for the school on a fucking poster on the kid's wall.
Yeah.
That's how he finds out where the kid is and how to get to him.
I would like to know right now. I would like to know, for fuck's sakes, how many scripts they go through before they were like, hey, this is the one.
Oh, it gets better. Don't worry.
But you see how we're struggling through this? That's a bad thing. Like, we're not going to struggle like this explaining the plot of the first one or the second one.
Right.
Where are we at? The middle school? Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Buckle up.
Oh, dude, I'm striking.
Is when another predator, a new kind of predator, lands and kills that predator.
Yeah, this fucker's huge. Like, I'm fucking like Andre the Giant type shit.
Probably 9 feet tall.
Yeah.
Just to have bigger and tougher, right?
And he literally takes the other predator's mask off, punches him in the face, and dude's dead.
Yeah.
So basically, he's the equivalent of the redneck with the biggest truck.
He won.
Believe me, I'm surrounded by him.
I'm sure.
So now the super predator is chasing
him. Yeah. But meanwhile, so the kid that had the mask, like that actually goes home before all this shit happens. They'll like backtrack a little bit because he's like, fuck, the package is here. Where's all my shit? It's Halloween, of course.
Oh, yeah, by the way.
So the kid goes out. Somehow he's wearing the predator mask and it's like duct tape on his head, even though this thing would weigh like fucking
300 pounds, probably.
Yeah, there's no way in fuck this kid would have this on his fucking head.
So the bullies find him, right? And the fucking, he's trying to trick or treat, so he's knocking on this door. No one comes out, so he starts walking away whenever the bullies come. And then the guy that's actually in the house is up on the balcony and throws like a soda can or something. It hits a kid in the back of the head. So the fucking mask finds the threat, spins the fucking little swivel thing around, shoots the dude, and the whole house blows up, and the kid goes flying across the street.
And then I'm going to go back to my question a minute ago. I'd like to know how many scripts they went through before they were like, this is the one that's just going to do it. It's just everyone's going to love it. It's
good shit, man.
The image I have in my head when you're all explaining this movie to me is it's more like a kid's movie. Like, it sounds more playful. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm like, again, I've not seen this one. And God, what a disappointment. Seriously.
They made it like the way they did because that's whenever all the Marvel shit was getting big. So they made it like a Marvel movie.
This is why we shouldn't follow other people and try to fucking, you know, whatever. Dave Mustaine. Anyway.
Because the first two took themselves pretty seriously.
Right.
So why?
Well, so,
why?
So then, like, the kid gets rid of the fucking Halloween mask and shit, and, like, he just leaves it lay there in the side of the road, the alien mask or the predator mask, and then he's, like, walking home, and he goes to, like, this baseball field. What the fuck? Hey, you're big.
Thanks. Yeah, it's going to change here in a second because it's all fucked up. Hold on. This is so stupid. There we go.
But anyway, so the kid goes to the baseball field, sees like this stray like pit bull just walking around, and then out of nowhere, these two fucking predator dogs find the kid because he has the fucking armband thing on, and that's how they track him. So then they try to kill them, but out of nowhere comes his dad and all the fucking military like loony bin people, and then they save the day.
Firing automatic weapons right next to the kid. Now remember,
hold on.
But he's standing right next to him as they're firing at the predator dogs.
Yeah, we're gonna go back to that here. Fucking predator dogs.
Predator dogs.
Do they wear masks?
No, they look hard shell, so you can't shoot them. They're pretty much protected. Ah. Hard shell. But then the dude takes a fucking bolt gun and like shuts it to his head.
Don't you love it? Started. Don't you love it when they think it's a good idea to add on to mythoses that they could just left the fuck alone? That just sounds horrible. I'm not happy with this at all.
It's not
this
great.
And after the dog gets shot in the head, it becomes like obedient now. They're friends.
And like later down the road, the dog finds him. Like he tracks him the whole fucking time, and then like later in the movie, the dog, like the fucking one dude's like, "Hey, look, don't shoot anything," like blah blah blah, and then the fucking dog comes up and he's just fucking like all obedient and shit, and like just does whatever they tell him to do.
This movie sounds confusing.
Oh, it is. See how hard it is to go through it.
Yeah, can we be done with it and go to the next one? I get the end.
It's about whenever I turned it off. Whenever I was watching it the other night.
Oh, is there anything else important about this we need to?
Fast forward, more dumb shit happens. They have a final showdown and like
At some point they're all standing and riding the fucking spaceship, like outside of the spaceship, but they're on it and they're like trying to like hunt it down. So like the one dude jumps into the fucking propeller or whatever the fuck, and then like the aircraft wrecks into the fucking
crashes
woods.
The whole ship. So like if a bird or something would have flew in there, the same thing would have happened. That's a shitty design flaw, sir.
Well, what I keep thinking of is the spaceship's actually just that thing that they used to have at the carnivals. The you know what I mean? You go into it and you sit there and you can't move, and like the seat goes up and down. You're like you're standing up. It's right. Called the what the fuck is the thing called? You know what I'm talking about though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I keep imagining in my head. So this is hilarious.
After that, I forget exactly what happens. So like they end up blowing up the fucking giant predator with a grenade or some shit. It was a landmine.
The super predator was invincible up until he couldn't be.
Yeah, until they had to kill him at the end of the movie.
Yeah, up until the movie needed to end, and then they just bam, killed him.
And I think like the asshole
shot him in the head.
The asshole man's main scientist finds like a pretty much like an Iron Man fucking predator type suit.
Yeah.
What a Jaws 2 ending.
Nice.
Which we'll get to that at some point.
That'll be a good segue for later. Yeah, that's right. I forgot about like the predator suit. That was a big cliffhanger at the end. It was another piece of his equipment that was in the lab that they were at the beginning of the movie.
Uh-huh.
And someone somehow puts it on. And it has like the guns and everything. It is. It's like Iron Man's suit. It was horrible.
They just need to stop because I don't like where this is going. If that's to be continued, no, don't do it. That just sounds horrible. Because what they're going to do is they're going to have a human in a predator outfit, and it's going to have taken over his body and or something. Or it's going to be like horrible. Yeah, they just need to not do it anymore. Just stop.
I agree. So I'm pretty sure that's pretty much the end of it.
That's pretty much it. I can't even talk about it anymore. Like, I'm getting tired just talking about it.
Yeah, it sounds horrible.
So Predators opens up with fucking... What's his name? Adrian Brody?
Yeah.
Falling out of a fucking airplane.
Okay.
And then eventually his chute opens up and they all land in the woods. And then he finds like... There's like six other people, I think. So apparently they're on some other planet. Like, I guess they got captured somewhere. Then they got shipped to this planet and dropped out of an airplane. And then they fucking... Or on some weird ass fucking like jungle safari nonsense.
Wait, it sounds like you're kind of describing like, you know, was it spaghetti and meatballs where they ran?
The only cool thing about the second one, I think, or the Predators movie is that Danny Trejo's in it briefly.
Walton Goggins is in it.
Oh, no. I will make it known again. I have not seen this one either. And also Adrian Brody, his face makes me mad, and I don't understand why.
Maybe Lawrence Fishburne's in it.
I think it's because Lawrence Fishburne's in it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's a pretty decent cast.
So is what's that kid's name?
I like Lawrence
Fishburne. Yeah, Topher Grace. He's in it.
Yeah, he has the same kind of face. Yeah, the kind I'm just like, ah, I don't like it. Go away from me.
And then like, there's some crazy samurai
maybe great people.
That's like a Yakuza guy, I guess.
They may be great people, but I wouldn't be able to be friends with them.
So skip way forward into this movie. There is a samurai fight between a Yakuza and the Predator.
Okay.
We got a samurai sword, and then the Predator's using the fucking blades on his hands.
What the fuck?
Like I would
like,
say,
that's just not even
avoid the Predator. Don't even bother with the Predator. But if you got a couple drinks in you and you're feeling pretty good,
check it out.
You might be okay with Predators. It's not
we'll
nearly.
See. I'm not sold so far on these. Just for the record, right now I'm actually horrified and worried for my childhood nostalgia.
Let's break this one down quick. So they're in the woods. They all find each other. And then,
that's cute.
Yeah, then they realize that something's hunting them, but they cannot see it.
Sound familiar?
Yeah.
It's like the first one.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course it is.
But this time he sets traps and baits people with other people that he has killed. Because he ends up killing Danny. Like, Danny Trejo is the first one to die, unfortunately. Because he's the best actor in the whole fucking movie.
Yeah, Danny Trejo's a good dude. Yeah.
Yes. So like he's dead already, sitting in this fucking field, like in the middle of nowhere, like a, it's just like a grassy field, and then you can hear him yelling for help and shit, but he's already dead. So it's like the fucking Predator using his voice sounds to call for help to try to hunt lure them in and shit.
Okay.
And then they realize like he takes a rock and throws it out there, and the whole fucking like all that grassy area is like a big like electrocution field. And then like so he's like fuck it, Adrian Brody's like let's. Just leave him here. Fuck it. Like, so they all start walking along, and then the one chick that's with him, she shoots him, to like just like a mercy kill, and then the voice continues, and she's like, "What the fuck?" So that's how they realize that he's just kind of baiting them in with people.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah. Now
this one already sounds like it's better than the other one.
It is. Yeah. It is. The other one's entertaining because it's kind of funny, but it's fucking like annoying too. Because
that sentence, the plot of that movie, that what you all just described to me for that one, for the Predator, or was that the one you're talking about? The first one.
Predator.
Yeah. That doesn't sound at all. That sounds horrible. That sounds so stupid. Jesus Christ. I don't even know. This one, of course, I mean, it's watchable more than that one because, I mean, again, it goes back to the first one from what it sounds like.
They're not even on like our planet. They're on like some random planet. And apparently, like, people get dropped off there like periodically for sports so they can get hunted by.
It's pretty much a hunting planet.
Oh, so it's like a Surviving the Game Predator edition.
Probably, yeah.
So why it's actually a cool idea.
Why the fuck wasn't Ice-T versing the fucking, like, the Ice-T should have been in this movie, and he should have been, like, going against the
Predator. Shit. Like, I'll watch that movie a million times.
It's one of my favorites of all time, dude.
Gary Busey is in that as well.
Yeah, Gary Busey's whole fucking thing about his dog, Prince.
Yeah.
That whole fucking monologue. Jesus Christ, that's an intense scene. Like, yeah, I love that fucking movie.
Firecracker and bam, he's on me like shit.
Yeah. He's like, can I get one of them smokes? He's like, you can have the whole pack. He's like, I don't understand why. He's like, no, go ahead. I got plenty more right here. It's just going to go to waste then.
Now, you remember when we just brought up the Predator dogs?
Yeah.
They actually made their first appearance in Predators. But they had a purpose. They were used to flush out the captors. They were used to flush them out. So they kind of had a purpose. They were like hunting dogs.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the Predator, that was just fucking stupid. But anyway.
What happened?
It
pretty much is like a blatant
ripoff. Walton Goggins plays a prisoner that's on death row. Another one's a guard.
I was like him.
Another one's like the Jesse Ventura character. He even has the big airplane gun.
Yeah, but he was what, like Russian?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And the girl is a sniper. The Adrian Brody is like Black Ops.
Topher Grace is a doctor.
Yeah, and there's a twist and there with
Danny
him.
Danny Trejo is just some fucking rogue, like assassin type person.
Of course he is.
He was like that day.
You might not watch this anyway. So spoiler: Topher Grace plays a serial killer doctor.
Yes,
that's Kevorkian. You find out later.
Kind of shit.
I don't think you're gonna be able to spoil this movie for me. It's okay. Yeah.
Like, please
I'll still watch it. I'll probably still hate it. So it doesn't
and
matter.
They find Lawrence Fishburne later.
Yeah, he actually has a Predator mask on. Like, he's one of the survivors from one of the previous hunts.
He was the only one to survive.
Okay.
So he's all nutty. He plays a pretty good part. He just wasn't in the movie enough like Danny Trejo. I don't know why they didn't utilize them a little more. But okay.
Okay.
At some point, Topher Grace tries to, like, I guess he's one of the ones that are setting up the hunts or something. I forget. I turned that shit off like halfway through, but I kind of skimmed through it.
I don't think they ever like clearly explained how they got. I think they were going to because they were setting up for a sequel.
Well, I know at some point, like he drugs the chick.
Yeah.
And then Adrian Brody stabs him in the throat with a knife and then kind of like leaves him for bait and lures him up with like a bunch of grenades and throws him so he's laying on his stomach. And then the Predator, like, he sets a booby trap for the Predator with gunpowder and shit. And then the Predator kills Topher Grace. He's like, I'm one of you, don't kill me, blah, blah, blah. Didn't work. He still got killed.
He had a reason with
it. He got. And then...
he gone.
Then the Predator starts chasing Topher or Adrian Brody through the woods. After.
Could you imagine having that name, Topher?
No.
No.
Like, it's about as bad as Tipper. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's a weird.
It is. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. But Topher.
I'm not 100% sure where it goes. Do you remember?
I don't think like.
It sounds like down on the toilet.
They were still trapped on the planet.
The whole movie's in the toilet.
Like, it seems like they were setting up for a sequel that, of course, never happened.
Right.
But that's it. I mean, that one was easier to explain than the other one. The Predator.
Yeah, the
was
other
a
one just
struggles
around.
I still don't understand what the fuck you explained to me about the other one. So yeah, I get it. Like, I don't even know what the fuck you. I have to watch it to see how bad it is now. I hate you for that. But anyway, I'm just kidding. I don't hate you.
What? he's got like a he's curious about the Predator now.
Yeah, I can see how bad it is.
Dude, it's not bad. Like, if you could, like, catch a good one, it's funny. You know what I mean? But if you're watching, thinking it's going to be good, just think of it. Like, just think you're watching a trauma movie. It'll be a good time.
Okay. Well, you know.
Like, that's true shit.
That'd be some Blue Boys.
Bad, good. But it's good. Got me some Green Label.
Oh, shit. I haven't had Green Label in a while. Long time. It's some tastiness.
It's almost gone. I got a bottle coming toward me.
You ever drink Lafroy?
No. I usually drink this shit called Monkey Shoulder. It's delicious, too.
Lafroy is a very expensive scotch that I got to drink when I worked at the liquor bar.
Monkey Shoulder.
Oh, wow. I like that. How is it?
It's good. It tastes, you ever have Johnny Black?
Yeah.
It's a little smoother than that, in my opinion.
Okay. I'll just see if we can find that around here. Anyway, didn't mean to go into, let's talk about alcohol. Excuse me. That came out. That's my opinion about this movie.
If you haven't seen the two we just talked about, Predators and The Predator, I advise if you do watch it.
Don't be sober.
Yeah, and then just kind of go in there thin, like knowing you're going to watch a movie kind of like a trauma film or like Critters. Or something like that, like something just goofy. Like,
put some blotter acid in your fucking eye sockets, and then it'd be probably a lot better.
Yeah, like it's they're rough, but I mean they're not bad.
Kidding,
like, I mean,
don't do that. No.
Predator is definitely better than The Predator, but The Predator was kind of entertaining if you didn't take it serious as part of like the rest of the franchise.
Well, I mean it's kind of like the Friday the 13th movies. You know, it was like at a certain point, it's just fun. It's stupid right. Certain ways, you know. Yeah.
Right.
So I get it, but still, like, God, awful idea. I don't know why.
Now, part two. We'll let you talk for a while now, Chuck.
For a while. All right, first of all, I gotta say.
I kind of feel like me and Dave have been just kind of like sitting here bantering about how shitty these other two movies are.
Trying to piece this shit together.
No, it's great because I'm sorry. I didn't do my homework. I wasn't able to. I had a lot going on.
I'm kind of glad you didn't because.
this has been educational.
My life somehow.
It was funny trying to explain these movies.
It really was. Somebody.
Yeah. Let's see. All right. So we're talking about Predator 2.
Predator 2.
Man, Predator 2, even as a kid, like I haven't rewatched it in a minute. Okay.
Yeah, so we had it played earlier, but we were just kind of like doing other shit.
Yeah. Well, I was having some issues with some, I guess, like DVD players and shit like that. So couldn't find it for free anywhere. God damn it. Because I've been dying to fucking have a reason to like rewatch it. But anyway, even as a kid, I love this fucking movie. I had a lot of friends that just completely just they didn't like it. But right. I remember, I'd already seen, Lethal Weapon. And shit like that, you know? So I knew who Danny Glover was just from those fucking movies. And when I saw Predator 2, I remember. Like, what year did that come out?
90.
90? It's 97,
right?
Yeah.
So, let's see. I saw it on HBO. So
it, like 93.
Probably something like that. Yeah. 92, 93, something like that. Because like, I remember watching it because I had seen Predator. Probably a year or so before it was on TV, whatever, loved it. And then I was like, oh shit, there's a Predator 2. And the whole movie, I'm like waiting for Arnold Schwarzenegger to come out of it. And he doesn't, but I found myself really enjoying Danny Glover's like character. Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. Cause Arnold was like, yeah, I'm not doing this. Like, you know, it could have been a buddy comedy too. So,
right.
So, you know, it would have been cool.
Twins versus the Predator.
There you go. Fucking Danny DeVito's ass.
They made Danny Glover the triplet.
Oh,
they're all like the same fucking age. Like Tracy Morgan's like 10, 15 years younger than all them fools, right?
Right? Fucking ask us.
He said, fucking ask us. But I thought it was the interesting. I thought that it was an interesting idea taking the Predator and putting him in a futuristic, fucked up, you know, America, which we're slowly getting there. We're really working towards this.
I don't know about
80s movie, 90s. You know, we're getting
there. Slowly is the word to use.
No, I think we've been there for a minute. But I remember being like so freaked out by like the gangs, like the guy that's like, he's doing all the fucking coke and he's like, ah, and then like he ends up getting taken out by the fucking predator. Like, as a kid, I'm just like, what the fuck are people doing to themselves? Because I had no idea, you know. But
this movie always kind of reminded me like Predator, like meets, what was the fucking Steven Seagal joint with the fucking Jamaican dude and the fucking
Marked for Death.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like it's them two mashed together, in my opinion.
Dude, same, actually. It's funny you said that because I was thinking about it earlier, and I had the same thought because I kept thinking about scenes from Marked for Death and getting right. them confused with Predator 2, especially the scene in Predator 2, because as a young man that I was, and I watched this movie, you pay attention to tits.
Yeah.
And there is...
I still do.
I mean, yeah, of course, but when you're a younger guy, it means more. You're like, ooh, pause. You know? Now kids got the internet and whatever.
Right, yeah. Imagination, right?
Yeah, but like that's one thing I remember about that movie is like the boobs that were in. But like the fact of like that you said that the Marked for Death kind of comparison there. Yeah, I'm glad I'm not the only person that thinks that. No, go figure, yeah. It'd be you, buddy. Yeah, mother definitely. Yeah, man, totally. Like I mean, the whole voodoo aspect, you know, everything. That's kind of an interesting kind of thought
right
with the whole thing. I remember it was kind of, I remember thinking it was really cool when it showed the predator in the cemetery, but he was like invisible and the kid like saw him and like, and
that necklace
was
hanging from the tree.
Yeah, and it's like, can I, you want some candy, and he just kept saying it, right?
Yeah.
But I so yeah, creepy. I love it. It was creepy,
like a To Catch a Predator audition.
I'm gonna need you to have a seat, please. You can eat your pizza, it's fine.
Like the predator was scary in that one. Especially that part on the subway when he said he plays the recording on some mm-hmm. right before he kills Bill Paxton.
Yeah.
Why'd he have to die?
He always dies. He died.
He's in every fucking movie. He's so good.
Thing is, think about how many iconic characters he's died from. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, he's been killed by the Terminator. He's been killed by aliens. He's been killed by the Predator.
That's true. Like,
nobody else could say that, I don't think.
No.
Maybe I mean,
he can't either.
Oh.
Too soon? Sorry. I got a fucked up sense of humor.
God damn it.
That's the clown in me.
Right. No, Bill Paxton was he was a very he was always fun to watch.
Yeah,
he was always a fun actor to watch.
Yeah. I like some people like hate to admit it, but I like Twister.
Like, you know what? You know, actually, Twister wasn't a bad movie. Like it's nostalgic wise, like I'd probably watch it now and be like, okay. But like the biggest thing that I hated about that movie was the fucking soundtrack.
I don't think that's that shit.
What was the soundtrack? Fucking,
the Van Halen with Sammy Hagar.
Oh, that's wow. Yeah. Van Hagar was never a good move.
Hagar by himself, fine, not my flavor either. But God damn it, Roth, Van Halen. That's a totally off topic for what we're talking about, but I think it needs to be known.
It needs to be said
worldwide. Yeah, Running with the Devil, not whatever pussy shit Sammy Hagar was having him do. Hubba Wubba.
I can't even think of really any of the songs that they put out with him.
Right Now?
Oh,
right man. Now!
That was terrible.
Do you remember so Crystal bad. Pepsi? They used that song in the Crystal Pepsi commercial.
Oh my God, yeah, they did. Yeah. Yeah, they sold, like, they, oh God, yeah, that's bad.
We're old.
Yeah. I you know, the thing is, a lot of those albums came out, like, years later, after I wasn't born until years later, but I have a stepdad who raised me right, and he was the first one was like, you know, some Sammy Hagar stuff of Van Halen was okay, and I was like, uh huh, and he put on like the greatest hits thing,
right? Same guy.
He gave me Black Sunday from Cypress Hill.
Anybody that gives somebody Black Sunday is a good guy in my book.
I mean, he gave me his copy. I mean, my stepdad's a bass player, so he's got that funk. You know what I mean? So yeah, I was raised on everything from Cypress Hill, Mob Deep to fucking Motorhead and Sabbath.
Pulling out some Bootsy Collins.
Right? Yeah, man. Definitely on that shit. Fucking Parliament. Yeah, totally going off topic here.
Back to Predator too, I guess. Get a little sidetrack there.
It happens. Yeah, no, Predator 2, it's underrated classic. And the thing is, I'm glad that, like, I've noticed, like, there's a lot of people that are doing reviews and stuff of Predator 2, and they're all saying the same thing, that it's an underrated classic.
It really is. I mean, to me, like, I like that movie just as much as the original.
Yeah.
Like, if not sometimes, maybe more.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Okay. I was afraid to say it. I'm glad I'm not
like certain aspects, like that fucking scene where like the Predator dude gets kind of fucked up and he breaks into the old lady's bathroom and fixes himself.
Yeah.
That whole fucking scene kills me. Like that's the movie to me.
Yeah.
They showed like part of it in the first one whenever he had to fix himself a little bit and had like the clamp and screamed or whatever. But then they like go in depth with like the fucking napalm and shit that he throws on his arm.
Yeah,
and all that shit to kind of fucking burn it down a little bit, like that whole scene fucking just kills me every time I watch it.
Okay, so
she's like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah, all right. So we all love Predator 2.
Yeah.
So I have to ask though, the ending of the fucking movie, opinions was
weird.
It kind of comes out. I mean, it's. It kind of comes out of nowhere. Yeah.
Because what, like, eight of them like, show up?
He was a bad egg.
See, I didn't think it was bad just because, I mean, it was kind of weird, but they just kind of pretty much showed respect. Like, all right, like, we're bad motherfuckers and we know it. Like, you just killed a bad motherfucker, so you must be a bad motherfucker.
Yeah, so here's a gun from 1755.
Fucking pawn shop, bitch.
I think is what's going to tie in with the new one.
It probably fuck.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even think of that.
I think that's the only.
Oh, good. We're going to get the
new one.
We're going to get the Pilgrim Predator movie. I can't wait.
It's on that movie Prey. It comes out on Hulu in August, I think.
I have not watched. I haven't watched one fucking thing about it.
Pretty much like the Indians versus the Predator. Like, it's like, it goes that far back, but they all speak very fluent English.
Okay.
They have no accents, period. They're all just from.
So it's like Robin Hood with predators.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, God. Okay. Why do they do. Why? 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 Why are they doing this to our, like, our movies? That's the thing, real quick. Quick rant here, okay, guys? Like, bear with me on this. Like, it really sucks because as a kid, I, for the longest time, was more of a Predator fan. I love the character of Predator. I found myself really loving the first two films like a lot. Of course, it was years before anything Predator came out again, but it was never gone. It was always there. The figures were there. They were badass, whatever. As I've gotten older, I realized the Alien franchise is my preferred. Why? Well, even though there are equally as bad fucking movies in the Alien franchise, actually, you know what? I wouldn't even say equally bad. The bad Alien movies are probably they're not really as bad. Because I haven't even watched these Predator movies. I haven't even watched these the ones that we've discussed minus the second one. And I'm horrified. See, exactly. Because they don't stray. Like, because when you watch an Alien movie, They don't stray from the original idea. They keep it with, okay, you're in space, this is what's going on, da 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 da. And I don't know. I think the Predator films is like, they just, I don't know what they were thinking. They went from okay, all right, cool. In Predator 2, there's a Predator that comes over here. All right, well, apparently he was a bad Predator and he wasn't supposed to be over here. So, all good now. So, like, just, I don't, It bugs me. It really fucking does. Because
side note, though, have you seen like the AVP shit?
I saw the first one. I used to have the first one, and then I gave up. And the second one came out, and I was like, ah, I'm not watching it. So I've never seen it.
Which one's the second one?
Requiem.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I don't remember.
I was told it was fucking horrible.
It had Lance Henderson in it.
That was the first one.
Okay, I remember that one.
Yeah.
Shout out to Lance again. It's like 6 weeks in a row.
Yeah, right.
Lance Henderson, he's been in fucking everything, folks.
And also,
even when you didn't know he was in it, he was in it. Shudder.
Gotta shout out to Shudder. I gotta watch that Guard
documentary. Say that 6 times in a row. Shout out to Shudder. I'm gonna fuck up.
Did you watch the Guard documentary?
Yeah.
You asked me about doing that. I was thinking, yeah, that'd be all right.
Yeah, that was some good shit.
I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, it's a good one. And I'll just tell anybody that watches it, when it gets to Corey Smoot, you're already in tears because he passes away. And they talk about Dave Brocky, and it's just like, try not to tear up.
I was supposed to go see Guar back in like the early 2000s.
Mm.
But a friend of mine got shot, so I didn't go.
I'm sorry. The way you worded that was kind of... a friend of mine got shot. I'm sorry for that, by the way.
It's okay, but I mean...
Oh, okay, cool. That's right. It's not already a shot. Damn it. Just whatever. No, I got to see Guar twice with Brocky.
Okay.
And I actually like met Brocky and I didn't realize it.
Okay.
Because I hadn't seen him without his shit. And I just thought he was a roadie. And I'm like standing there next to the buses and everything, unloading stuff or whatever. And he's like helping do some shit and he's bouncing around, whatever. And I was like, hey man, like when's Odorous coming out? And he looked at me like I was a dumbass. And then he just started like, I can't remember what he said, but he was fucking with me. And I was like, this guy's an asshole, whatever the fuck. And like bummed a cigarette off of me and whatever. And I was like, yeah, fuck this guy. Da, 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 da. And then after that show, I realized when he was like he was getting off his stuff in the back, you could fucking see. And I was like, oh shit. Oops. Okay, that's interesting.
I always think of Empire Records.
Yeah. Empire Records, Beavis and Butthead.
I was just gonna say I think of Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, man. Fucking
all right, side Guar. Moment.
Oh yeah, it's okay. It was Guar, so it's all right. We're allowed to have Guar moments. Everyone's allowed a Guar moment. Yeah. But anyway. Predator 2 was awesome. We all agree, right?
Yes. Predator 2. It was good to see Danny Glover be such a badass because, like you said, with Lethal Weapon, you know, that was kind of a buddy movie.
Mm-hmm.
And to get to see Danny Glover finally kick some ass.
Yeah, and he was always cool. Like on Lethal Weapon, he was always kind of like the down note kind of guy. Like, mm-hmm. Let's just do things.
I'm getting over this shit.
Yeah, he had the level head in that movie.
Yeah,
but
yeah, he had crazy Mel Gibson.
The scene where Bill Paxton died though in the subway, like that scene was that was a good scene. Like
that whole thing with the subway was awesome.
Yeah,
I mean, the Predator in the city would be fucking chaotic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the idea is great.
And like L.A.
And like the thing with Predator 2 is it stands on its own.
Yeah.
All the others are like trying to copy and just copy and paste and shit. But Predator 2, you could watch Predator 2 and dig it without even seeing the original Predator.
Easily.
That's true. Really good.
None of the others can do that.
Oh, man. One of the ugliest fucking faces. I mean, like, it's a fucking spider is what it is. Mm-hmm. It's a fucking alien spider, what his face looks like. And it's fucking terrifying to me. It's grotesque.
And like, again, it showed that the Predator wasn't invincible like they made him in the other the sequels.
Yeah.
Taking gunfire to the face and shit. Like you could still hurt him in the original two. You could still hurt him. He was bigger and tougher and had more technology or whatever, but you could still hurt him.
That's what sucked about the Predator was because like, they were shooting this fucking thing head on, like nothing would happen to him.
Like four or five guys.
Then they put a landmine down and he fucking blows up.
Because the movie needed to end. And that's it.
That's all. Like I just see like that's all, folks. He just blows up.
I'm where FUD comes coming across the screen.
Yeah.
That's all, like folks.
Porky Pig. Yeah. It'd be Porky Pig.
Yeah, that's who it was. Porky Pig.
Yeah. But yeah, that's all, folks.
But yeah, and Predator 2, I think like it just needed some time. Because a lot of people are discovering this movie now.
Well, that's what's fucked up. Like, is it really didn't do well, like originally, but now like it's a fucking fan favorite. Like,
it's fucking weird.
We're not the only ones that say that it's up there with part one.
I remember when it came out, the big gripe was Arnold wasn't it.
Well, maybe I mean
that was the big gripe.
But I mean, maybe since the other ones came out, they realized
it makes it look even better.
This isn't
They're like, wait, this is what we need to watch more of.
This makes some sense, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I always remember his gun. He had that fucking revolver, and he had the sight on the scope on whatever. Yeah, like, dude, I mean, he really was a wickedest motherfucker in that movie.
Like continuation from the fucking scene where he goes into the old lady's house, like, whenever they're, like, he's jumping on fucking, like, some kind of pipes that are, like, hanging up, like, between the buildings. And even that scene alone just shows you, like, he don't give a fuck. Like, he's trying to catch his dude.
Yeah. Like, Danny Glover, he hasn't really been, I mean, that's, like, the only movie I can think of where he's really been, like, a badass. Like, Lethal Weapon, but in Lethal Weapons, he was like, I'm getting too over this shit. Like, he was always complaining. And this, in Predator 2, he's like, fuck this shit. I'm fucking shit up. Like, you know, like, yeah.
I always like that Glover and Pesci movie, Gone Fishing.
You think I'm funny?
It was good for him because, you know, in the movie, when Danny, his best friend, gets killed, that's when he really goes off the deep end. Because you get this sense that Danny kind of kept him in line.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Even though he go off the rails sometimes, but Danny was always there for him. And when Predator killed Danny, that's when he really went off the deep end. It was like, this motherfucker just signed his death warrant.
See, what they needed to do with these fucking movies is they should have had, I mean, come on. If Arnold Schwarzenegger could do fucking The Expendables, okay, and Danny Glover, Danny Glover does like, I don't know. He does like voice over shit for like Discovery Channel or something. Like, it would be cool as fuck if you had a fucking movie where both of them team up in some way, shape, or form.
Why didn't that happen? Why?
It should have happened a long time ago.
Yeah. I'd take it even now. Fuck it. I'm sure whatever they do with that would be better than this Prey shit.
God.
And the Predator.
That's why it's called Prey, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know how many people are not going to realize what that movie is?
Well, what's dumb, too, when, like, the Predator, they're like, he hunts for sport, and, like, that's not a Predator, that's just a hunter. And they're like, yeah, why do they call it a Predator? I'm like, who gives a fuck? Like, it's the franchise name. Like, let's fucking roll with it.
Like, yeah, really, come on. Like, are we really going to, like, do the whole, like, Michael Myers thing, fucking right. Halloween? Do we really, we just know what they are. Like, fuck off. People bitch too much. They just,
people die tonight.
Hmm? Mm-hmm.
Aliens die tonight.
Oh God. Yeah, I can't wait for us to have that episode whenever that new one comes out.
Oh, I wonder if we can stream that since.
That means we'll have to watch it.
We're gonna have to fucking watch it anyway.
Well, yeah, I'm gonna watch the fucking movie. I just hope it's a lot better. But anyway, all right.
And Mike had his faults too, because remember he was scared of heights. You know, the movies nowadays, like, the main character is fucking perfect, right?
Right.
There's nothing there to challenge him.
Yeah. True.
Well, also, jumping way back to the beginning of the show with the Predator. So, fucking dude that actually killed the Predator or stunned him or whatever the fuck, he swallows, like, he ends up fucking somehow opening the little wrist army fucking thing, or the alien thing, the Predator thing.
Yeah,
he opens it up and there's a little ball in it, and he finds out that that's the ball that makes them kind of like chameleonized, and he swallows that shit with a shot of Don Julio, so he can pretty much go invisible mode anytime he wants.
What the fuck?
To make this even better for you,
I had to go back
a few notches and throw that in there.
I forgot about that.
I spent ten goddamn dollars on all those fucking movies. And you know, actually, and real quick, the Predator 2 thing, real quick, I got to mention this. Like, I got the fucking hankering to fucking watch this movie like 2 years ago, and I couldn't fucking find it anywhere. A buddy of mine found it on VHS, and I finally got that. And then they came out with the fucking the Predator collection, which I've yet to open up. Like, I'm going to watch this fucking movie. I fucking love it so much. Like, I love this movie, like, so, like,
it's good. Like, I'll probably end up watching it again after we get done the show, just because I didn't really get to watch a whole lot of it when we were doing it earlier, because I was still
the car scene where he's shooting from the car, like, isn't it, like, it's like, he's, like, dangling from the fucking car, like, mm-hmm. while it's driving or whatever, he's just, like, he's pretty much on the ground. Like, dude, tell me Danny Glover's a badass in that movie.
And he's driving, like, this little piece of shit Dodge fucking, like,
yeah, this
brown yeah.
fucking, yeah. I'm pretty sure JM had that car back when we were in high school. Oh,
God. And, yeah, that was in the first fucking 10 minutes of the movie.
Yeah. Like, it opens yeah. up with a fireball in the sky because shit's going down in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not a shitty-looking space battle.
Right.
Well, should we?
Well, then there's the whole Gary Busey part of Predator 2.
Can't go wrong.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right. He isn't that fucking yeah. He's a think dick, he's like the always.
Ever, but I love that fucking crazy nut.
Oh like, yeah, I love Gary Busey.
Fortunate why like how he came the way he is because of his bike accident. So yeah. I mean that kind of, like made him borderline Busey, as we say.
So, man, like, you got all Busey on us. Like, yeah.
Like, his whole fucking scenes, like, all his scenes in that movie are great. Because he's just that over-the-top crazy dude. Even, like, the way he was in Lethal Weapon. So, I mean, it yeah. definitely wasn't, the first movie that him and Glover did together. You know what I mean? So, they had background. Which, they actually worked well together in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that whole scene in the fucking trailer or whatever, whenever they're trying to go in there and freeze him out or whatever.
Fuck they were doing. They got like, the fucking that whole suits scene's on pretty good. Oh yeah, that's a scene that I remember always walking.
It's a goddamn in on alien.
That's a good one. I mean, yeah.
I watch anything with Busey in it. I don't give a fuck.
Dude, man, Ginger Dead Man. Yep.
Good stuff. If you didn't grow up in the late '80s,
Siege,
I feel sorry for you.
Busey was the man.
Mm-hmm.
Buddy Holly story.
He still is the man. I don't give a fuck.
I like
old music. We could go on about Predator 2 all night.
Yeah,
really good.
Especially coming off the other two. But
let's
go for the original, the one that started it all, single-handedly started a whole franchise, and is among the holy trinity of Arnold Schwarzenegger movies.
Dylan, you son of a bitch!
I personally think it's his best.
Oh, it's great.
I don't know. We'll have to have a Schwarzenegger night.
Maybe,
Conan, dude. That's a good idea. Yeah, that's a good idea. We'll have a Schwarzenegger night.
Either,
which if we do that, we also need a Dolph Lundgren night. We also need a Van Damme night. So, that's okay. All right, we'll talk.
And Van Damme, whom I believe played the Predator.
Hey, originally, he was supposed to play the Predator, really? And then he, uh-huh. yeah,
Van Damme.
He was, yeah,
he was on set.
Because of his schedule, because of Bloodsport, he couldn't do the movie. Originally, it was supposed to be him. In the suit, which I'm really glad it turned out the way it did, because Van Damme is not a tall guy.
No.
And that's like they should just got dancing.
He's like the same height as Sly. Mm-hmm. Like they're both 5'9".
Short.
Yeah. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Like, ugly motherfucker and shit.
Imagine if Sly was the Predator.
Right.
Like,
So like you did, like gain all that weight for Copland.
Oh,
no, that was a good movie. I like Copland. Anyway,
seen that a long time neither.
Yeah, but no, the original Predator, the original Predator film though, man, as a kid, I remember there was a channel 19XIX. It was between that and Fox, and on Saturday and Sunday afternoons, you could find. I mean, dude, that's where I saw Big Trouble in Little China the first time, as on one of those two like networks.
I almost wore my Jack Burton shirt tonight.
Hell yeah, very nice.
I have the same tank top you wore.
Yeah, I think I've seen you wear it.
Probably.
I don't know.
30 shows deep. It's hard to tell.
Who knows? I think you have worn it. Who knows? I think it's the John Carpenter episode.
Did I?
Maybe.
I know that
I've seen you wearing it somewhere. I don't know. That's possible. I hope so, or I'm just thinking of it. That means I'm thinking of you wearing that fucking like shirt, and that's kind of weird. And I gotta like reevaluate my life. So I really hope. I'm hoping you've worn it.
I don't know.
Yeah, forgive us.
Bitches be flocking.
If we get a little sidetracked tonight, we didn't see each other last week, so we're catching up.
Yeah. But no, the original Predator, though, man, that was a film that, like, when it came on, I had to watch it. Me and my dad watched it together, actually. I think it might have been the first time that I saw it, like, it was with my dad. It was on TV, and I think he asked me, like, you know, what are you watching?
87.
87?
I don't remember. Like I said, I remember what channel it was. It might have even been HBO, but it had been one of those. But anyway, he's like, what are you watching? And I was like, this movie about this alien just gutting or skinning people and whatever. And he's like, I don't know if that's a thing you should be watching. And then he sits down and watches the movie with me. And he's like, oh, it's got Arnold in it. Okay. Dads, man. There was a certain time period. Like, that was just a thing. It's like, my dad always came in when I was watching movies I probably shouldn't. Okay. But if it was like, he's like, well, I don't know if you should be, this new Seagal movie?
The same thing happened with my dad, with Predator and with RoboCop. The same thing happened.
Yeah. Yeah, I can agree on that one.
Like they got the set that they sat and started watching it and then got into it, kind of forgot you were there.
Yeah. Oh, that happened all the time, actually. Dad totally would forget where I was, like that I was in the room watching these movies, and like my mom would walk in and start bitching at him for letting me, why are you letting him watch this movie? Blah 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 blah. There's like a woman who's like skinned alive, and dad just like, I don't know. It was a horrible movie. Yeah. Dad was never really into like violence and gore and stuff, but there were sometimes I'd catch him watching certain movies. Like it's just a dad thing. You know what I mean? Like
as soon as it came out on VHS from Child's Play.
Yeah.
I remember like every time like something crazy would happen, they'd be like, turn your head. And luckily as a kid, like I was always the kid like that laid on the floor because I was the remote control.
Same. So,
like,
yes.
I turn around and look into like the coffee table because it would have like you could see the reflection of the TV. So I would never miss a fucking scene. Like I would see the TV, they'd be like, close your eyes, and I'd just turn around, look at the fucking thing and watch the titties. Like I was all about it. Then I'd watch the killing scenes. So like
I used to do this shit like my parents were big Twin Peaks fans when it first aired. And they used to watch it down in our basement. We had like a whole setup and like, you know, big TV, like big giant fat ass TV that sat on the floor. And they would watch Twin Peaks, and I was supposed to be in bed. But like I caught a little bit of it, and I was like, why are they so like go to bed?
Fences were the shit back then.
Yeah, yeah. And I would hide right next. My mom would be like literally like right here, and I would be like right underneath her, and she would never even know I was there. I'm just watching this movie, and I got busted one time because I sneezed. I don't remember what happened, but I was like, "Can't you?" And mom just looked down, and she's like, "One, you scared the hell out of me. Two, you're supposed to be in bed like an hour ago." And I'm like, "I want to see what happened," because I did it every fucking week.
So you had a TV when I was a kid, so I just sit there and watch fucking liquid television pretty much.
Non-stop. Oh, shit. I didn't see. The basement was my room. I didn't have a TV. I didn't have a TV in my room until I was 16. Yeah, no, because I had my bedroom, and then like literally right down the hall was the basement. So if I really wanted to like hang out and watch movies, which I did constantly, Monster Vision, Up All Night, all that shit, it was in the fucking den. And that den was pretty creepy sometimes. It was great. It's true. It was awesome.
Again, I'm sorry.
We had paneling each other in a week.
How we grew up and became horror fans. We had no idea.
We had paneling in our basement. Okay. Paneling.
I got paneling in my house now.
Like, I miss the paneling. I miss it.
Right.
It's weird.
Making a comeback, though.
We got to bullshit for a little bit. Come on.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, Predator. Yeah, great fucking movie.
Is that the subject tonight, Predator?
Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, I thought it was Guar. I thought it was
It was a reunion show.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Maybe that's the title. But what is to say about The Predator? It's well written. It's perfectly paced. It goes from the action to sci-fi horror pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it does it well. You know, a lot of movies today can't do, I don't think any movies today
can do
that. So
many big 80s stars in that fucking movie, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Arnold, Jesse the Body Ventura.
Jesse Ventura.
Like, I was a huge fan back then of wrestling. So, like, I mean, that's honestly.
Carl Weathers.
Carl Weathers.
And fucking, Action Jackson, you know what I mean?
And Jesse Ventura had on an MTV shirt. I mean, yes. That.
Yeah.
Perfect 80s movie.
Back when they played nothing but music videos all the time.
Yes, kids. Yes, kids. They used to do that.
No Real World, no reality TV bullshit.
Yeah. Jersey Shore, season 5.
I love that. Fuck the dumb shit. But again, if you didn't grow up in the 80s, I feel sorry for you.
Yes.
Because, I mean, this movie came out a year after Aliens and Big Trouble in Little China. My God. Those three
movies. There were so many good ones as kids, man. It's true. And this, I always hold the original Predator up high, even though like we said earlier, it's kind of hard to like say Predator 2, but Predator 1, man, that the original, it just always just stuck. It was just, it was one of those movies where this is badass movies. These are those tough movies you fucking watch. You know what I mean?
Right.
And as a kid, it I don't know. It's still with, like, if it's on or something somewhere, like, I don't turn it off.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, come on! Like, the whole scene, like, you know, even when we went after everybody's been fucking slaughtered and everything, and Arnold's like, "All right, fuck this shit," and like he covers himself in the mud and he goes, I mean, it's a classic '80s, you know, montage kind of thing where he starts getting ready for the Predator and he's like doing all that shit. Like, you feel grimy when you're watching that scene. Like, you feel like you're covered in mud, too. Just the way it all looks, the way it all feels. And when you actually see this fucking thing, the big reveal, you're kind of like, oh, shit. Because as a kid, I was like, this thing's fucking wicked. Like, this is cool as shit. Like, all right, I can get behind this.
Well, not to cut you off or anything, but I was trying to figure out what Mac's real name was, because he was in Commando, too. And he was really, he was big back in the 80s, you know what I mean? His name's Bill Duke. But then actually, as I was looking that up, I found out the dude that played the Predator actually played Harry and Harry and the Hendersons.
The Duke guy. You talking about the bald black dude?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. He was also
seen, and I cringe as Maurice fucking shaving. And then he fucking just takes his razor and breaks it on his cheek.
I remember that. It's such a good movie. There's so many great scenes in that movie, actually. I remember watching Bird on a Wire, speaking of Mel Gibson, and he's in that. He's one of the guys that goes after Mel Gibson and Goldie Hawn. Yeah. I don't give a fuck anybody says. I love that movie.
It's definitely different for like our generation, too, like, because it was one of the first movies I remember that touched on, like, am I thinking of the same? No, I'm thinking of that Robin Williams shit.
Thinking Birdcage.
Oh, yeah, totally different movie. Totally different movie. Birdcage is a good movie. That movie cracks me up. But Bird on a Wire, totally different movie. Because it also had David Carradine and stuff in it too. But yeah, Duda was in that. And I remember after watching Predators, and then like Bird on a Wire was on ABC. They used to have the Friday night movies or whatever. My dad, that's what he did until he retired here recently, was work at Channel 36, which is an ABC affiliated station. And it was on, and we used to tape movies all the fucking time, but it was on, and I remember watching it with my folks, and I remember recognizing the guy. I was like, oh, Dad, that guy was in Predator, remember? Like, I've always been that way. I watch a movie and be like, oh, that guy was in this movie and that movie and this movie and this movie and that movie. It gets on people's nerves, but, you know, I'm just trying to educate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the kind of guy I am. Helping out with Predator, ill-informed.
An action military movie switches to sci-fi horror, switches to survival. There's the movie. See, Mud. The difference between describing that and describing the Predator? That took over 20 minutes. and we still stumbled on it. See the difference?
Yeah.
We still can't figure out the ending.
Yeah, still can't. Because it doesn't stick with you. But like Predator, I always fucking remember that movie.
Yes.
I mean, dude,
I've seen it a thousand times, and I could watch it right now all the way through. No problem.
Oh, yeah. I always wanted to get the sight, like the dots.
Yeah.
I'm going to get that tattooed on me, like on my neck or something one of these days. But, cool.
Yeah.
Right? There was one thing that made Predator creepy was the fact that he could copy certain things or whatever. The fact that he was invisible sometimes.
Yeah.
He
was the real chameleon there. Fuck the rapper.
Right, yeah.
Like that part of the end when he starts laughing from the laugh he copied.
Yeah, yeah. That's part. It is incredibly creepy, yeah. Of course, I mean, you know, you're one ugly motherfucker. You know, like any... Which, of course, like watching on TV is like, you're one ugly mother. And then he just goes, rah! And they cut out the customer completely. But man, that movie actually freaked me out. Yeah, yeah. It's for that scream, especially. But of course, just like, you know, you had Terminator and Terminator 2. Terminator 1 was kind of, it was a sci-fi horror movie.
Right.
And then the second one was just like, all right, this is badass. You know, and they kind of did that with the Predator movies too. It was like, okay, Predator 1, it's got some moments. Predator 2, you're like, all right, this is just a killer movie. Like, this movie's just fun. You know?
And the other ones were just kind of like, meh.
Yeah. Yeah, apparently. But yeah. Predator 1, man, it's...
There were so many good, like, one-liners in that shit. And then... Just like the death scenes alone, whenever fucking Jesse Ventura dies and he gets that fucking super blaster in the chest,
fucking brutal.
Yeah, the scene where the Duke guy you were talking about, I can't remember what's his name, in the movie, he's the guy I was just talking about,
Matt,
yeah, where isn't it him that's like he goes crazy, like. He sees something moving. He just
yeah.
And that whole scene,
gun, and like they like shred the woods down.
Yeah,
yeah. For some reason,
ammo, he's still spinning the fucking chambers, but nothing's coming out.
Like for some reason, that scene always stuck with me. I don't know if it's the fact that like, man, he looks like he's really terrified. Like imagine being in that situation. You're in foreign area. You realize there's something out there that you're not really like sure you ever heard of. That might be stalking, ready to get like to kill you. Like, dude, that's fucking terrifying. At least, like, you know, in certain situations, you know, okay, well, there's certain animals you got to worry about, certain kind of people you got to worry about. You're not worried about a fucking alien. That never goes to your fucking head. That's just terrifying to me. And it's one of those scenes where he just.
Yeah, like, because that scene's the one where, like, Arnold actually looks around and he's like, he's attacking from the trees.
Yeah. But doesn't somebody say, this could be, oh my, it's been a minute since I've watched it, but after he does it, does somebody like, oh, congratulations, you killed a tree or some shit? Like, did somebody make a comment about that or something? Or am I thinking of another movie?
I think you're thinking of another movie.
What movie is that anyway?
They were all pretty spin after that scene.
Yeah.
Because then, like, the fucking, what was that, like a Vietnamese chick?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
She sees like the green blood on the thing, and then she rubs it on her pants, and then later on you see like the blood still glowing on her pants.
And also, we can't. Oh, sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
You also can't forget about the fucking theme music.
Yeah,
dude. Like, I mean, dude. I don't know if it was the same person that did like the Terminator shit or whatever, but it has that same feel to it. See, right. the movie I would have liked to have seen is the Terminator versus the Predators. That would have been cool. They probably would have fucked it up, but in theory, it would have been a cool idea.
They would have fucked it up.
Especially aliens now. Come in and just destroy them all.
Especially now.
Oh, yeah.
When Jesse Ventura dies, and remember when Mac goes over to his body and starts talking to him, like you feel something.
Yeah.
in all the other movies, is they're just there for a fucking body count.
Yeah, because like the one scene, like Arnold's like, he was a good soldier, and Max like, he was also a friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then it just kind of like pauses, and Arnold has that look on his face like, yeah, you guys are all my friends.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think, you know what I mean? Like, it's pretty touching.
It's fucking deep.
He went nuts after that.
Yeah. It's a perfect fucking movie. It really is.
Yes.
Another brutal one was the dude getting hit by the log.
Yeah.
When Poncho, that was his name. That they set up, there was a trap with a swinging log.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Hit him in the rib cage.
Yeah.
And he sets up and goes, I can make it. I don't know. There was just something fucking brutal about that. Like, you can feel it. You wince.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then they're carrying him across the log, and that's whenever the Indian man's up, and he's like, fuck the dumb shit. Like,
yeah, he's just to buy him some time.
Because they're like, I'm scared.
So they could get out of there.
You're not scared of no man. And he's like,
Ain't no man.
The Indian guy in that movie, I can't remember his fucking name, but really? But like,
really?
Yeah, he has had one interesting life.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember all the shit about him at the moment, but like, he's been in jail or something. Like, he killed a guy. Like, there was like a whole thing with him or some shit. Like, he's kind of like a brutal dude. But I wanted to comment on the fact of when you first see, they look up in the trees and they see the bodies all skinned. That's when you kind of know, like, all right, this movie's getting ready to go in a kind of fucked up direction. Like, that's what catches, you know, that's what
it gives you, like that Hellraiser vibe, kind of like,
yeah,
he comes back with no skin, and then you see all these guys that are skinned just hanging in the woods.
See, that's and it's gonna sound bad, but like, I mean, especially that time period, kids, you know, 6 to fucking 12 years old. Discovering horror movies and all that shit, or whatever. Like, dude, you want the blood. And I mean, there was never a time when me and my friends were like, you know, that movie was too violent. You right. know, like, it was great.
Like, what was going down? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, it's something that appeals to young boys is that, you know, the gore and the violence and the toughness of it all. And then just in the Predator movie, man, the original just had everything you wanted.
The iconic line. Get to the chopper!
That will live on. Get to the chopper!
Lord, yeah. I've heard that so many times in the past year.
It's good stuff, though.
It is. It really is. Like, Jesus Christ. It's so stupid, though.
He says it like more than once. Like, he says it earlier in the film, but then like that one scene where like shit's going down, and he yells to the fucking Vietnamese chick. He's like that's whenever it really got big.
Yeah,
the whole premise was they were trying to get to the chopper to get to the drop point to where they can get out.
Yeah,
they were too far deep in the jungle to get out.
Yeah,
and if you didn't know, Stranger Things fan. The name of the squad leader that was skinned alive was named Jim Hopper.
Ooh. Yeah, I saw a meme about that earlier.
So
never
thought about that.
Yeah. Yeah. How this movie lives on even today.
I mean, come on. It is a classic. At this point, it is a fucking
classic. Really is. It's a fucking great movie.
Yeah. Like, and the second one.
Like, and every time, like, whenever Arnold picks up the back end of the truck, to like destroy that little fucking like Vietnamese town or whatever they were in. And then everybody's kind of like, what the fuck's going on? Then he just like puts a bomb in the back of the truck, picks it up, rolls it into the fucking tent, and then hits the detonation button. They're all dead.
Him and his big ass cigar he smokes throughout that movie.
Yeah.
Arnold loves his cigars.
Yeah, he does.
And everybody's like the whole movie, everybody's sketched out about Dylan.
Yeah.
Like, they all know like Carl Weathers is up to some shit. And they just don't know what it is.
But he came around at the end.
He did. He definitely made
up. He lost an arm. Oops. Karma's a bitch.
Yeah.
Action Jackson, I think not.
Right.
think Apollo Creed's days in the ring are numbered.
Yeah. Really for those listening that don't know what Action Jackson is, I keep referring to, it was an action movie that I saw more times than I'd like to admit when I was a kid. Because it was on every, it was on Fox, it was on HBO. It's an entertaining film. Go check it out.
In our childhood, it was always Action Jackson and Death Wish.
Fucking Game Death Wish. Dude, fucking Charles Bronson. Yeah. Oh, dude. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. I see where we're headed, and I like it.
Well, I went to the Charles video store to look for the Death Wish movie because I wanted to see the the uncensored version. Death Wish 2. Death Wish 3. Death Wish 4. What the fuck?
Right.
And you find out they made like half a dozen of them.
Yeah, there was a bunch of them. I think there was like six or seven.
Was there?
And then Bruce Willis fucked it all up.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Man. Yeah. Which, I mean, technically they already kind of remade it with that Kevin Bacon movie. That was pretty much what that was. Man. It wasn't a bad one. I mean, it's got John Goodman too.
I like one Paul Walker movie, which is what was that called? Run Scared. And it was pretty much the same kind of movie.
Yeah. No, that one wasn't too bad.
Varsity Blues, but he just had a cameo in that shit pretty much. Like, he was nobody back then. It was all about Vanderbeek.
I don't want your life.
Oh, that sounded spot on. That was great.
Do you remember the Not Another Teen Movie? I don't want your wife. What? Well, this movie's like, whatever.
Before we get, again, forgive us. We haven't seen each other in a week. We were bound to bullshit a little bit tonight. So thanks for hanging in there with us. But any final thoughts on the Predator movies?
Oh, I'm not done.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, shit.
It's just a great movie, man. Like, the whole fucking scene whenever, like, he falls down, like, a little ravine and falls into the fucking water and takes the fucking trip down the fucking little gully or whatever the fuck it is. And then he slimes up in the mud.
Mm-hmm.
And the Predator comes jumping down. That scene there is just the iconic scene that started fucking everything.
Well, that's when he accidentally finds, like, a vulnerability. Because, again, the Predator wasn't fucking invincible.
He could see thermal temperatures.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was just infrared vision. Like, if you had heat, like, he could see you. And you get in the mud, he can't see you. Like,
see, my big thing with the new one that's coming out, okay, Arnold barely made it out of there alive. Danny Glover barely made it out of there alive.
This is the prequel of prequels.
Yes, but how is this 105-pound girl with a bow and arrow?
We will find out.
And a dog.
And then we'll bash it.
Oh, it sounds horrible.
They've actually had screenings of the movie, and people have had good things to say about it.
Yeah, it'll be stupid.
So I don't know. Maybe we'll all eat our words, but I just don't see how. I don't see how.
I would love to eat my words on this one, but
I would love to come out here and admit I was wrong. And I think about a month ago, I placed a bet on this show. Betting anybody listening $20 at the movie, I bet it's going to suck. Nobody took me up on the bet, luckily. So if it is good, I'm okay.
I think you're safe.
You think I'm safe?
I'm pretty sure you're safe.
I don't know. And the fact that they're speaking with...
They've already fucked it up like three times.
They're all speaking English, and it's just... I don't...
It kind of sounds more... What was that movie that came out that had Kevin... Damn, the guy from King of Queens. Kevin James. He was like playing like an Aryan guy, and like this girl was like having to like kill all these dudes off. It wasn't a bad movie. Beth or some shit like that.
I ain't see that one.
I know what you're talking about.
It's not bad, but it has it almost sounds like it has that premise, but she's against a predator.
Yeah.
Yep. This is going to be amazing. Because, like, and it's not anything against the fact that it's a girl with a cross, like a bow and arrow. Okay. That's cool. That's awesome. You know, maybe she makes it up. Maybe, whatever. But it does seem kind of
ludicrous.
Yeah, I was gonna say stupid as fuck, but that works too.
He manages to kill this fucking thing with a goddamn pistol from 1776.
I'm telling you, that's what heated. The whole purpose of this movie is for that pistol to show up, because in the trailer they show a part with like these colonial soldiers.
Yeah,
like, I'll be about as mad as I was the day I saw the Munsters trailer.
She's gonna get that gun at some point.
God. Yeah. Which, by the way, the Munsters movie is gonna be on Netflix.
Yeah, I'm glad it's free.
Yeah. Yeah, because now I'm not gonna feel as bad watching it.
Right. I ain't spending no money on that shit. Oh, no, nah, never.
Fuck that.
A monthly subscription. That's about it.
Nah. But yeah, Predator's awesome. Well, at least the first two.
You can't go wrong with a Predator. Like, I don't give a fuck how old you are. Mm-mm. You can be 3 years old and watch that shit. You'll think it's badass.
I need to go back and watch the Alien versus Predator movies so I can realize how bad they are.
It holds up.
Oh, yeah. At least the first two. I don't know this new shit you're talking about. Like, I'm not okay with it.
Oh, I don't care if I ever watch them again. Like, I watched them for the show, and that was about it. Mm-hmm. Now I'll probably never see them again until we do something that has to do with shitty movies.
Yeah, if you want, like, extended universe of the Predator and Alien franchise, man, stick with the comic books and the video games.
Stay away. See, that is one thing I will say. I wish that, and I know they've done like a lot of Alien, like in Predator comics and shit like that, but like, okay, like the Nightbreed movie, the Clive Barker, you know, Nightbreed, the comic books pretty much went where the movie left off, which was awesome. It would be cool if certain franchises, they would be like, okay, we're done, but here's these comics. I'd be okay with that. Mm-hmm. Do that instead of like just, you know, fucking up anything that you know, we all loved. Just saying.
Like, that's what Star Wars did for years, and then they made new movies and fucked it all up somehow. How do you fuck up Star Wars? Seriously.
Jar Jar like, Binks.
That takes fucking
But somehow effort. They made the new three, like
yes,
sequels look good on Obi-Wan.
Sequels to the original. How do you fuck that up?
You make them.
I don't know.
In the Terminator movies, same fucking fate, man. They like, you guys haven't figured this shit out yet. Stop it. Stop.
Yeah. Stop. And just like Terminator, Predator, and Predator 2, Terminator 2. I don't give a fuck about the other ones.
Right.
Do not care.
Fucking progressively worse.
Yeah. Bad. Bad.
They turned into Sci-Fi Channel shit.
Yes.
Completely
everywhere.
Uh-huh. Fucking horrible.
Speaking of Sharknado, so how would you feel about doing Jaws next Tuesday?
It's Shark Week.
August Tuesday?
7th. Tuesday. I won't be here Wednesday.
We could do that on Tuesday. You're gonna need to remind me. Should be good. Yeah, it works. I can do that.
Okay.
Okay.
Next Wednesday's my birthday, and I'll be out of town.
Oh, I got you. You'll be feeling good.
I'll be officially in my 40s.
Oh, 41. Shit. Oh, shit. Old man.
Yes. Time for a fucking free McDonald's fucking coffee.
God damn. If your birthday's coming up, that means my birthday's coming up. Fuck me.
Yep. And you're older than me. Oh, so suck Jesus a dick, buddy. Christ.
I thought we'd end this on a high note, talk about Predator, but
we are somehow. What about Jaws?
Now we're all this realizing.
There's no bad Jaws movies.
Actually, I will have a good time bashing the shit out of Jaws the Revenge and Jaws 3, especially.
How many Jaws movies? Is there four of them or three?
It was four.
There's four.
Fuck. Okay.
There's three bad ones and the good ones.
Six if you... If you actually count, like,
oh, do you want to go there? Do you want to go there? Okay.
Oh, Jaws, no.
And what was the other one? Santa Jaws?
That was We're not doing this. One. Chad, you stop your shit. We're not doing all.
At least Cruel Jaws. We'll go four deep or five deep.
What?
We'll go Jaws franchise and then Cruel Jaws.
Dave, he's had a few to drink, hasn't he?
Sounds good.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, you fucker. I will watch as many Jaws movies as I can get for, okay?
We should have watched the first two. You should have had them memorized.
Yeah, but I need to go back and watch those anyway, though. I've been wanting to watch the first one. I've been waiting, so it's fresh in my mind. I haven't watched it in like fucking 8 years.
You gotta love Jaws.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's classic.
I already had this shit planned out so bad, and like I said, I've been drinking since like 8 o'clock, but I've had it planned out.
Oh yeah, nice. I mean, dude, it's a great cover. Classic cover.
It's a great movie. Oh, yeah.
It is.
Coming back around to the Munsters, I saw a meme on Facebook that had
a Sarah Moon Zombie Carrie's
picture there.
I was thinking of that too.
I'm sorry. We haven't seen each other in a week.
I know, man. It's like when you had to skip like poker night, you know? Like I can't make it, guys, you know?
I heard about it.
Okay, we're canceled, you know?
Yeah, it's not that we don't want to talk about the Predator. It's not like we haven't talked about the Predator movies, but we were going to have to bullshit a little bit.
We haven't talked about the Alien versus Predator type shit.
We're still shying away from that.
We'll have to throw that in the mix.
We'll come back at some point. Yeah.
I'm sure they'll make another one soon, but we'll probably touch base around that.
I've got some ideas for after Jaws, but we'll talk on that later.
Okay, but...
Maybe after Prey comes out, we'll take that time to go back through.
Yeah, maybe.
We'll see. Maybe we'll do like a new movie episode where we're just, you know, new movies that are out. We're saying,
or you just bash the monsters.
That could be a thing too. Anyway,
I feel like I'm kicking a dead horse already. I really say
we
fucking movie ain't even out yet.
We got to stream monster somehow. I don't know how that'll work.
Right. No lawsuit there.
Fucking hang ourselves.
A public hanging we do ourselves.
We all drank the Kool-Aid. It's game over, man. Game over.
Who's that? Universal? Oh, yeah. We'll get kicked off here for sure.
Oh, yeah. We'd be fucked if we did that shit. All right.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see. Any other final thoughts, gentlemen?
I'm full of ideas.
Yeah, I know you are. I'm full of something.
Final thoughts. You know, this is my final thoughts for the evening. You know, sometimes in life, things don't turn out like you want them to. Sure. Like movie sequels. But you know what, though? There's always those movies you can count on. The classics. This is Chuck Nasty saying, be good to yourselves.
And each other. That was nice. That was good, actually.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. Smart enough. You can always count.
I'm good
on.
Enough. And people like me.
That's right.
Stewart saves his family. You haven't seen that? Check it out. I stand by that fucking movie forever.
Don't be a girly man and check out The Predator. It will pump you up.
It will.
Does anybody watching get these references? Because if they're not, then we just look like a bunch of crazy people.
No, we're just old. That's okay, though.
Comments.
Absolutely. This time you can count on me.
I love it. I fucking love it.
We'll do an Arnold night, too, for sure.
We will. We're gonna have to venture to the 80s, early 90s action films. We're gonna have to.
I think we're already there.
Like today, I was watching Predator on Hulu, and then it turned off. And then, like the next movie that came up was RoboCop. Then after that, it was Sudden Impact. I'm like, fucking A.
Oh shit!
I'm having a fucking flashback day, and I love it. Like it was the greatest shit ever. And there was titties galore in fucking Sudden Impact. Never fucking his twin, Alex's twin brother. What the fuck was his name?
You mean Double Impact?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Sudden Impact is Dirty Harry.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Double Impact is always one of my favorites because there are his hell and titties in that movie.
Yeah.
And his brother and his twin he plays is kind of a badass.
He gets all drunk thinking about his brother fucking his girl or whatever.
The motherfucker.
Johnny Red. I'm like, that sucks. Johnny Red. Poor guy.
You and your silk underwear.
We got to do it.
Episode 2. And your boyfriend. Yeah.
We'll have to do Arnold, Jean-Claude, and we'll talk.
Yeah, we'll talk. We'll talk.
Oh, because I'd love to go back and watch Street Fighter.
Oh no. Oh,
I want to go back
and watch. No. It. No. Dave, just stop. No. No.
Oh.
No.
What do you
Fuck Street Fighter. That movie sucked. That is not how I want to remember Van Damme or Raul Julia.
Well,
yeah, that's his name, Raul Julia.
Yeah, I always remember from the Addams Family.
Yeah, but that fucking movie sucked.
Oh, that movie was funny.
What a down note now, Dave, you fucking asshole.
Damn, what the fuck is going on here?
Negative. God damn.
God damn it.
The cloud just won't go away.
You know what? In the words of Jean-Claude Van Damme,
Frankie!
With that in mind, we're fixing to close the store, but before we go, does anybody have anything going on, Chuck Nasty?
Just my band, Bastard Sons of Judas Coat, playing a record release show for our friends and Something Weird in Lexington, Kentucky on August 26th at the Fish Tank.
Do you still have comics?
Oh, yeah, those two. Tell us in the podcast. We have our Tales of Shock and Terror comics out. You can go to tellsthepodcast.com, I think that's what it is. And you find all the information for that. It's a good horror comic if you're a fan of Lighthouse and the Crypt and shit, and you'll like it. We had fun writing it.
There's Chuck's episode.
Yep. There's mine. There's my cover. The bloody toilet. In the middle of nowhere.
Hemorrhoids alive.
Hell yeah. There's a heart in the toilet, actually, so I guess that makes sense. My heart fell through my asshole. Can we stop this now?
Stop it. Stop it. All right. We're going to lock the store up. Don't forget, we'll be with you next week on Tuesday at 11. Join us then for Shark Week. We're going to do the Jaws movies next week.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, Christ.
I hadn't already guessed.
Christ is right.
You're drunk ass. You did it to us. You announced the show.
This guy.
During the show.
That fucking guy.
That was a terrible mistake. Thanks again. We are your video store clerks. I'm Dave.
Chad, man.
I'm Chuck.
Join us next week. Until then, see ya.
Fuck our lives.
It's not a legacy I want to leave behind, but I am Chuck Nasty.
This is Video Store Clerks. All movies. All the time. Welcome to the store.